KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, featuring stories of people of the valley, produced by media communications and journalism students at Fresno State, 90.7 KFSR.
Hello, my name is Brina Van Beber. Thank you for tuning in to Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
I'm Walter Scott. Today on our show, we meet the winner of the Fresno State Graphic Design Award for 2023, and we go to Art Hop to hear about the work of local artists.
And I'm Raul Ramirez. We begin with a story about a Fresno State Pilates professor whose mission it is to make working out more enjoyable and welcoming for everyone. Plus, she offers a discount for Fresno State students. So why wouldn't you want to go? Emma Ott has a story.
That's what the South Gym at Fresno State sounds like at 11 a.m. It's also where Pilates professor Tammy Phillips teaches most of her students. Tammy just recently opened up a new fitness studio in Fresno called X4 Health.
It's up,
work.
And go.
Work.
Yeah, so I've been in the fitness industry for 30 plus years, doing this forever and ever. You know, I have a master's degree here from Fresno State and been in the fitness industry forever and trying to bridge that gap from being sedentary to like going to the gym, because there's this big chasm there. Like, how do you go from doing nothing to feeling comfortable at the gym, because it is so intimidating?
Tammy's goal is to provide a welcoming environment when working out for all body types, skill levels, and fitness journeys. When I asked Tammy what makes her studio different than your typical gym, this is what she said.
Everyone who's in the fitness industry tells you, well, you can't provide an opportunity for people who are sedentary because they're choosing to be sedentary. They don't want to work out. So my question was always, well, what if they do want to work out, but what we are delivering for them is not what they need? What if it's us, not them? What if it's the fitness industry that's got it wrong?
Remember, your plank with the leg lifts is the hardest. So if you want to challenge yourself, that's the hardest one. If you're like, oh no, that's too much for me, then pick a different option.
So I decided to change the way that we train. So we train in a way that's more fun, more friendly, easier on your joints, easier to follow.
Have you ever been to a gym and felt intimidated because you're not really sure how to use the equipment or because everyone else seems to know what they're doing besides you? Well, you aren't alone. Many of us have those feelings.
You know, I've been watching and I've been teaching exercise for such a long time. If you go watch people training at the gym, they're asking people to do things that they're not physically capable of doing with good form. So that's what's making them more insecure about working out. And then they don't come back, not because they don't want to get fit and they don't want to get healthy, but because it's been a humiliating, miserable experience for them, and there is no other alternative.
X4 Health's mission is to create a bridge between being sedentary and being comfortable at the gym by providing a fun, friendly fitness experience for everyone.
So the name is X4 Health, just the letter X, number 4, health, but it stands for Exercise for Health. At Sierra Vista Mall, right behind Golden One Credit Union. So it's in the front pads right along Shaw Avenue.
Tammy also provides a special discount just for students.
We do. I have a great student special right now. It's like a third of our regular membership, maybe even less than that, might be a quarter of it. It's really inexpensive. But if you're a student at Fresno State, you can come try like 3 classes for free, no worries.
Work.
If you're looking for a chill place to get the results you're looking for without the pressure, this is the place for you. I'm Emma Ott with Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
That's dope. I love supporting local businesses, let alone someone as cool as Professor Phillips. I'm definitely going to have to go check it out.
The graphic design department holds a Bachelor of Arts award show for graduating seniors at Fresno State. The art exhibit is titled Wander, and a reception was held in the Phoebe Connolly Art Courtyard and Gallery following the show.
We had 4 awards given to our students. 3 of those awards were for each, one for each of the tracks. The 4th was our Dean's Medalist nominee, and those awards were to Alicia Benitez. She is the recipient of the Dean's Medalist. And we have the illustration track, that's Lizette Pinedo. And then we have the graphic design track, that is Sila Bloodgood. And last but not least, we have Jared Villanueva representing the multimedia track.
That was Jasmine Rodriguez. She's an assistant professor who teaches in the graphic design department. Jasmine gives some advice for students who want a career in graphic design.
As a professional, for the most part, it's observing trends, seeing what your style is, and then kind of just further developing that. It obviously helps if you know or learn the programs. That typically is Adobe Illustrator, Photoshop, After Effects. It just depends on what your style is. And yeah, just getting your work out there, even if you're new to whether it's art or design, and be inspired by others. Other professionals, I would say.
My name is Sila Bloodgood. I have won my award for the 2023 graphic design at Fresno State. So I'm really happy about that. That's awesome.
My name is John. I'm here to support my girlfriend. Her name is Kelsey Perez, an up-and-coming, or pretty well-seasoned now, actually, graphic designer here at Fresno State.
All right, so I got your boyfriend today, and he said some really lovely things about you.
As he should, that's his job, that's his role. I'm kidding.
And so what is your dream job after you graduate?
My dream job? Be retired with 100 dogs in a farm, in the fields. You know, living my life with preferably $1 million, you know? I'm kidding.
Kelsey's major is graphic design with a focus on interactive multimedia. I'm Terry Randolph with Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
They all graduate in May and look forward to careers in graphic design.
Now that the weather's warming up, everyone's headed out to Fresno's biggest block party of the month. Art Off is Fresno's longest-running art and culture-focused community event that occurs every first and third Thursday of the month in downtown Fresno. I am a regular attendee of Art Hop, so come along with me to hear from some of the artists and the other attendees.
I love just the diversity of Art Hop. Like, there are so many different artists with so many different talents, like, all throughout Broadway, just in general. And Art Hop is a huge event. So it is incredible to see, like, all the different artists and all the people you meet. Like, I feel like that's the best.
Allison Walker, an installation artist and photographer, brought us into a whimsical, dreamlike forest at her exhibit at this month's Art Hop.
My goal is to create an immersive experience for someone. At Art Hop tonight, the installation I have up is called Sanctuary. It's a super whimsical, dreamy plant room. I wanted to make a space that just felt super peaceful and harmonic and, yeah, just a place where someone feels safe.
You can check out Allison's work along with many other talented local artists next Art Hop at Broadway Studios in Fresno's Mural District. On your way there, you can't miss our local vendors. Art Hop wouldn't be Art Hop without the local food vendors, upcycled clothing vendors, jewelry vendors, and the many, many other types of vendors. Megan Dyer, for example, is a vendor here at Art Hop who sells a variety of unique tie-dyed clothes under her brand, Dyer's Tie-Dye.
I sell tie-dye Nike socks, tie-dye shirts, and scrunchies, and it is kind of like a family business. My grandma makes the scrunchies and stuff. I started this business during COVID because I had nothing else to do, so it just started branching off from there, and it started selling at Art Hop and different local places. It's a great, like, local get-together for people to, like, share art and enjoy other people's stuff and, like, just to get yourself out there.
And if you get hungry, don't worry. There's plenty of local food vendors here to save the day.
Honestly, my favorite spot is the Brick Oven Pizza because there's not really a lot of Brick Oven Pizza places. It's usually just a normal, like, Mia Ned, something like that. I just love supporting the locals.
But sitting with my friends, listening to music, and then getting food. Anthony Sacco's.
And while you're snacking, you can head on over to Moss Fresno on Fulton and Mariposa and check out some great live music.
Honestly, I just love watching my best friends DJ, the Pleasure Pack. I love those guys so much, my best friends, and it's nothing but good memories every time we're here, every month for Thursday.
We're out here with Moss DJing, hearing all the performers, all the talent.
Shaking some things up on stage, you know, hanging out with my friends at Mass, listening to some good music, and getting rejected by men.
Art Hop has helped a lot of local musicians put their name out there.
I make music. I performed here over at Art Hop a couple of times at Moss. Now I'm just locked in working on an album. My name is Three Times. I got a little something for everybody. This next album's amazing, though. It's called 4L.
You can listen to Fresno-based rapper and musician Three Times on all streaming platforms. My name is Brina with Fresno State Focus Radio Edition. Thank you all for tuning into KFSR. And maybe I'll see you at Art Hop next month. Remember, Art Hop is every first and third Thursday of the month throughout the entire street of Fulton in downtown Fresno.
Bombastic outfits, bright lights, and pageantry. WWE WrestleMania Week has come and gone for the thousands of crazy fans and wrestlers that look forward to it every year. I spoke to independent pro wrestlers to tell their side of the wrestling story that isn't always so glamorous. Pro wrestlers are among the most misunderstood athletes in the world. We see them on TV on the biggest stages with the brightest lights, but being in the main event of WrestleMania isn't a reality all wrestlers have. I spoke to some independent professional wrestlers who competed on several events scheduled around WrestleMania.
Well, it's a good week to make a lot of money, that's for sure, and it's also to get new eyes on you. There's a lot of new fans that come in that may have not seen independent wrestling and they're just WWE fans, but they've got some extra time so they come here. And they spot new talent, and they become new fans.
That was independent pro wrestler Tony Deppen, who has spent a large portion of his career wrestling in front of crowds of hundreds. Queens native and wrestler in his own right, Slice Boogie was trained in Southern California, the location for this year's WrestleMania.
Just because someone's not on a big channel doesn't mean they don't have big talent, right? Everyone doesn't always get eyes on them, right? People have to be discovered, right? And they're discovered at shows like these, right? There's an underground culture in wrestling that's not mainstream, but they're just as entertaining, right? Just as talented. So it's the same thing. You know, WrestleMania week is big, independent wrestling is big, and it's not going anywhere.
A lot of fans and wrestlers share the sentiment that independent wrestling will continue to thrive. A big reason being fan interaction and the sheer amount of variety you get when you come to these shows. Longtime fan Danny McCarthy and his children Dylan and Murphy shared their experiences.
We can afford indie wrestling more so we can get front row and we get to see all the people that we watch normally anyway. We're more independent wrestling fans.
I think it's better than the mainstream wrestling, mostly because you get the death matches and you can see it more up close rather than back far away in another seat and you have to watch it on a screen anyway.
You know how in virtual reality you're like in person and you're playing in a character? I feel like I always imagined that, so like when I'm up close, I always like imagine I'm actually in a ring and then like I'm fighting someone and I'm like a character into a virtual reality place.
Every individual has their reasons for why their passion for pro wrestling is so strong, wrestlers and fans alike. It can be a truly amazing thing that brings people together.
I love wrestling because it represents my culture. It represents where I come from. And not just that, but the fact that this is like a Lucha Libre event, it means even more to us because us like luchadores, then it's beautiful. It's a beautiful feeling.
Dulce Tormenta is a masked luchadora from El Paso, Texas, and the event she referred to, World on Lucha, was dedicated to the Lucha Libre style that is ingrained in Mexican culture. Marcos Lopez wasn't always a fan, but when he caught the wrestling bug, he found a community as well.
I never used to like it growing up as like a little child until I was maybe about 13.
when I go to wrestling events, I remember him since I've been going to them. It's a form of expression for me. I get to come cut loose with a lot of great people and just enjoy time and make some good memories.
At the end of the day, these athletes put their bodies through unspeakable peril, and they do it for our entertainment. Pro wrestling may not make sense to a large number of people, but the truth is, it doesn't have to.
I've been doing this for 17 years. It's all I know. It's all I've ever been good at. And I've been watching professional wrestling since 1991. And I don't know why. I just can't get away from it. I'm going to be 35 soon, and I don't know if I can ever stop. My body wants me to, and I'd like to be home with my family more. But also in the same sense, I've given so much to it that I don't feel like I can let go. It's a big part of me. Like this is my entire adult life. Like, I don't know anything else.
Not everyone understands pro wrestlers or pro wrestling, but if one thing is clear, it's that this profession is one whose foundation is built on passion and the love of performing.
And that wraps up our show for the week. Next week on Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, we'll hear from Christian Burgess, a senior flutist performing at the African American Recognition Ceremony.
We'll also recap the NFL draft and find out where Jake Haner, Jalen Moreno-Cropper, and Jordan Mims may be heading.
Today's episode of Fresno State Focus Radio Edition was produced by Professor Faith Sidlow for the Department of Media, Communications, and Journalism. Our stories were produced and edited by Emma Ott, Terry Randolph, Brina Van Beber, and me, Raul Ramirez.
This program is produced in collaboration with 90.7 KFSR for Fresno State Focus Radio Edition. I'm Walter Scott.
And I'm Brina Van Beber. Have a fantastic morning.
KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, Saturday mornings at 5. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.